everyone, I'm Enrique and today I have Beatriz and Clara with me to update you with the latest news from this week. Starting with you, Beatriz, there is a lot to talk about banking this week, isn't it right?
Hello Enrique and Clara and hello everyone. Yes, that's right. The Federal Reserve announced it will start reducing the pace of its monthly bond purchase, pulling back on the massive amount of help it had been providing markets and the economy. The process will see reductions of $15 billion each month on treasuries and on mortgage-backed securities. From the current $120 billion a month that the Fed is buying. This step was already expected by the markets, who reacted positively, with stocks trimming losses and government bond yields inching higher. At the same point, the Fed changed its perspective on inflation, acknowledging that price increases have been quicker and enduring than central bankers had forecast. However, the Fed insists that the surge in inflation is largely transitory, says Paul Ashworth. But it doesn't end here. The FOMC voted not to raise interest rates while markets have been more aggressive in pricing, indicating as many as 3 increases next year.
That was definitely a rapid reduction of bond purchases. But moving on to Europe, Germany called attention due to the rise of COVID-19 cases. Germany has recorded almost 34,000 daily COVID cases in the past 24 hours, its highest number so far, in what the health minister is calling a massive pandemic of the unvaccinated. 16 million Germans have not had a jab. However, hospital intensive care cases are still lower than in spring. The World Health Organization has warned of a possible 500,000 more deaths in Europe by February. Europe had hands clutch, blamed insufficient vaccine take-up. He said a relaxation of public health measures was also behind the rise in COVID cases in the WHO's European region, which covers 53 countries, including parts of Central Asia. So far, the WHO has recorded 1.4 deaths across the region. Clara, moving on to another hot topic this week, what can you tell us about Portuguese politics?
Well, following the rejection of the state budget for 2022, Portuguese legislative elections could be anticipated. The President of the Republic, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, has said that he will speak to the country after hearing 2 state councils, one with the presence of Christine Lagarde, President of the European Central Bank, on the economic and financial perspectives in Europe and the reflexes in Portugal, and another convened to discuss the political situation after the failure of the state budget for 2022. As for the date of the elections, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa said that all parties agreed with the month of January.
That's right, Clara. While all of that is happening in Portugal, in the USA, Joe Biden and the Democrats are also facing some issues. 2 of the better books on the job invented for George Washington share a title: The Impossible Presidency. Even the most capable presidents are doomed to fail, write Jeremy Suri in the more recent of them. Limiting the failure and achieving some good along the way, that is the best we can expect. Even by these gloomy standards, Joe Biden is foundering. Having received more votes than any candidate in history, he has seen his approval ratings collapse. At this point, in the first term, only Donald Trump was more unpopular. The Democrats have just lost the 3 top statewide offices in Virginia, which Mr. Biden won by 10 percentage points a year ago. This augurs poorly for next year's midterms. His party will probably lose its congressional majorities.
Moreover, in the USA, on November 3rd, the US Securities and Exchange Commission published new staff guidance, which will probably make it difficult for companies to keep shareholders' proposals on matters like workforce diversity or climate from being voted on annual meetings. In the Trump era, companies have more room to toss proposals on hot-button social issues. Instead, staff will now give more consideration to the social policy significance of a shareholder proposal and will recognize that proposals seeking detail or seeking to promote timeframes or methods do not constitute micromanagement or grounds for exclusion, said the bulletin published by the SEC Division of Corporation Finance. Under agency rules, Shareholders who want to bring a proposal for a vote should initially submit for a company's proxy statement, and companies often seek agency permission to skip the proposal. In 2020, the share ownership needed to file a resolution increased, remaining in place but facing litigation.
Last but not least, we have to talk about climate. In the follow-up of the COP26 conference on Wednesday, banks, insurers and investors manage $130 trillion, approximately 112 trillion euros, at their disposable pledge to put combating change at the center of their work and at the heart of finance. The money is here, but that money needs net zero aligned projects, and then there's a way to turn this into a very, very powerful virtuous circle, and that's the challenge, said the UN climate envoy Mark Carney, who assembled the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero at the COP26 summit. In addition, at least 19 countries committed on Thursday to ending public finance for fossil fuel projects abroad by the end of 2022.
Besides this, to conclude, we have some interesting updates about Beijing and the Olympics, right, Beatriz?
That's completely right, Clara. Despite the continuing COVID-19 crash, the excitement that the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics are creating in China is responsible for the mass clamoring for spots as volunteer workers. Beijing is going to be the first city to host the Summer and the Winter Olympics, which represents a great cause of national pride. Moved by this, 2 years ago, when the enrollment began, more than 1 million people massively applied to volunteer at the Beijing Games. From those, 20,000 volunteers were already selected. However, Chinese officials are not willing to back down from severe measures and frontier closures to make China a COVID-free country. But this dispute outside has not discouraged the enthusiasm of young volunteers.
And that's all for this week. Thank you, Clara, and thank you, Beatriz. We wish you all a great weekend. Next week, we will be back with more updated news.